Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. We're off this week getting ready for season 6, but I wanted to share with you a taste of something that we've been releasing over on the special podcast feed only for Creator Club members. If you've ever wanted to write a story but didn't know where to start, this one's for you. It's a series we call Idea Storm. And grown-ups, if you want more Idea Storms, join Creator Club today at storypirates.com/creatorclub. Enjoy! Hey, Story Pirates podcast listeners, Lee here. Welcome to the Idea Storm, where we give you ideas to try out in your own writing. We'll play short clips from the Story Pirates podcast for inspiration, offer a few tips and tricks for young writers, and get you started right away on a story of your own. Here's today's idea. Come up with a character from your imagination and then think of a word to describe them. That word can be a trait that describes their personality, like kind or creative or hilarious, or it can be an emotion that describes how they're feeling, like happy or angry or surprised. But when you start to write a story, don't just tell the reader the word you chose to describe the character. For example, don't just say, "The character was kind." Describe the character's actions instead, to show the reader all of the kind things that they're doing. Here's an example. In this clip from the story Goats to Go, there is a farmer who is very angry, but instead of saying, "The farmer was angry," the author showed what the farmer did.
Welcome to the goat store. Say, aren't you the farmer that was here yesterday?
I am.
Why are you wearing pajamas?
I was too mad to get dressed.
See? The farmer was so angry, he forgot to get dressed before going to the store. Doesn't that paint a more interesting picture? Here's another example. In this story, the bike that is a car, there's an impatient inventor who wants to find plastic for an invention. So you could just say, "The inventor was very impatient to find plastic." Or you could describe the inventor doing something that shows just how impatient they are, like this.
Mom!
Noah!
I need all our plastic.
All our plastic? I don't think that's... wait, that's my knife Tupperware. Oh, not the cat clock. My spatula. I was using that.
Thanks, Mom. I love you.
My spatula.
Did you catch all the details of the different kinds of plastic he was grabbing as he banged around the kitchen? It's great to add as many specific details like that as you can to really bring the scene to life. The dialogue in this one was fun too. Noah was so impatient that his mom could barely finish a sentence to ask what he was up to. All the poor lady wanted was her spatula to make dinner, but it was plastic. Okay, here's a weird example. A terrifying monster who is a terrible swimmer. You could write, "The monster was not good at swimming." Or you could show us exactly what it's like when the monster tries to swim after some humans.
Oh no, the beast is following us.
How dare you try to escape? Come back here.
Wait, it seems to be a really terrible swimmer. It's just sort of dog paddling.
Come back.
Quickly, when we reach the shore, everyone jump out of the boat and run. Here we go. Run for it.
Get back here so I can eat you. Oh, they got away.
The details about what the beast looks like when it's swimming are great, but the dialogue here is also key to bringing this one to life. You can really feel how the beast is struggling when it's trying to swim by going, "Eek! Ugh! Come back!" And now you can try it yourself. Think of a character from a story you'd like to write and think of a word to describe them. But instead of just writing, "The character was kind," or "hilarious," or "feeling surprised," or whatever it is, write what they do that is friendly or hilarious, or what they do when they're surprised. Write lots of details so the reader can see exactly how they do it, and include some dialogue to really bring the scene to life. When you finish your stories, we'd love to see what you come up with. And remember, grown-ups can submit stories at storypirates.com, and we respond to every single story we receive. And if you want to hear the rest of the stories we played clips from today, check out the show notes for today's episode to find out where to look. That's it for today's Idea Storm. Until next time, stay creative and stay kind. Bye!